Here you are, Charlie. We thought you were not coming.
Why would you hate that? Just thought it. It's okay. It's dark outside. It's still, smack dab in the middle of the night.
It's beautiful outside.
The weather, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Weather like this in the middle of the night.
Winter's over.
That's great.
Summer's over. What was it? Summer over?
Tisha B'Av.
It is, by the way. Summer's over with Tisha B'Av.
Starting off with the wrong guy. How many donuts did you have yesterday?
Zero.
That's why he's not in a good mood. You know when you wipe the jelly off? You can't get it over with a napkin. You gotta go wash it in the sink. You know you had a good jelly donut, you know what I mean?
Change the jelly, by the way.
Who?
Galveston's donuts.
Oh, really? Not good?
Jelly.
Not good or good?
It's not the same. It's not worth it anymore.
It's cheaper.
I like the custard donut. I could go for a custard donut any day.
Hello, he's still.
No?
Custard donut all the time. Any day.
Oh, hello. Good custard. Hello. Come on, baby.
I'm a jelly guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sure. I always wonder who they made jelly donuts.
No, they go over here. They go like
everywhere they go.
Galveston's donuts are better than all the other fakakta donuts in town. By the way,
I don't have any donuts.
I went Arab Shabbos. I went to Galveston's to buy packed. I bought 12 different types of donuts. Friday night we sat down to eat. First, they all taste exactly the same. Just a little yellow, a little pink, a little this. They're all horrible. They're all the cheaper donuts are better. They're authentic, regular donuts. These are like trying too hard. They're trying, I don't need a whole topping, a whole shtick of tartar on my donut.
Apparently there are people that know.
But the Galveston's though puts a lot of filling. The other ones have this much.
Yeah. You know what my dining room table looked like Friday night after you finished taking apart every donut? a fork and that. Whatever, we cut every donut into pieces. Everybody can taste the piece. The whole thing looks like.
My father called me last night. Oh no! I'm like, when are you coming back? That's in 2 hours. Okay. He wants to know global entry. If he could sign up on the spot.
Yeah, he could.
No, you have to sign up beforehand. Get the thing, and then you could tell him you want to do that.
Well, what's the big rush? Like, okay, fine, yeah, no.
Sometimes the line could be really long.
Back into New York?
Yeah, coming back. I'm
saying the line could be back into New York.
Yeah. This is, by the way, other countries. If you're a citizen of that country, you know what it is. The line is no line for them.
Right, I'm Israeli, right? When I go to Israel, there's no line.
Never any line. The Americans, if you come at the wrong time, there could be a line.
Why?
Because it's your own country. What?
Why is it like that? Because all the countries have to go to one window.
There should never be.
They should have a very easy way verifying you if you're part of their country.
You forgot to instill jelly.
American, did I blow my nose wrong?
No, jelly.
You wish. It's rosemary chocolate.
Well, that's a good jelly donut. Machi, I think we have to bring to the pub.
What happened?
The whole town was out.
I don't know. Crazy question.
It's the first time we're not out. We're always out.
At 2 o'clock yesterday, I went away out. I got out of my car to go into the flower store across from the city. I got blown back into my car. It was like a 10-second wind. It was not shy.
I think it was some sort of accident. Some guy.
It was very strong.
But and then I went to the store. I couldn't open the door. I thought it was locked. And he's like, it's open. And that was it. It was just not a 10-second over.
Really?
Very weird. So in my head, I felt like for sure something blew over.
But Sesame, even though the lights were off, people were still buying donuts?
What, they were taking credit card? What were they doing?
They didn't have a generator there?
Most of these places can't take credit card then.
They didn't have a generator?
So
it's cash and carry. You want a donut, you're going to pay.
Yeah. The way it should be.
This whole blackout was caused by Penny. He needed to give his guys something to do Sunday. stopped the burglaries. They stopped the traffic control.
I want to tell you something. They saved a lot of accidents.
I
went home from Tartini at 2:30. You would have, I'm telling you, if they wouldn't have been there, because nobody's waiting. No one in this town waits.
Well,
so
nobody knows how to drive
at
an intersection without a traffic
light.
Who
at any town, they wouldn't let these organizations
right.
do the traffic lights.
But there's no way.
We heard all about it last night. He came last night with three radios, not two.
Now listen here, I made his name. I'm telling you, he caused the power outage.
Cedar Bridge, New Hampshire.
Last night, we were just asking him, why can't Kaverim and Ms. Amram get together?
No, God forbid they can't get together. They get two different trainings.
They're all official. You want to be official too?
You know what he said? Very interesting. You know what he said? Very interesting. His guys were on the. His guys were on New Hampshire, and the DOG. DOG is that what it's called?
The DOT.
DOT. Department of Transportation showed up and said, "What's going on?" So, well, the light. There's a blackout. There's no power. They said, "Oh, we wanted someone calls. We have generators for every light. We'll bring generators for every light. We'll light up the generators."
They're like, they're
like, "No one called you? No." So they went, they got generators for every light, and they put it on, they connected it,
huh?
Till the blackout was done.
After Sandy, there was a
right.
Penny's like, you guys bring generators to the light. If we call you next time there's a blackout, you'll come? Sure, that's what our job is. So why didn't the police department call you? I have no idea. Like, it should be a simple phone call.
Could we get back the video of
Manasseh? It's probably a fee or something.
It's not true.
He said no. He said you showed up. He
after
said is
they got grants to get these little generators for every single traffic light.
It's a simple thing. I mean,
you would think by the 2020.
Did you see the Avishnal donuts?
Yeah, making solar power.
Avishnal's made.
You see the Avishnal donut?
What did you see the Avishnal speech?
No,
what
about what?
It's power outage.
What did he say?
Now, any regular politician, they can't do the job, you throw them out.
That's what he said?
When are we throwing him out?
It's time to get a new vendor for our electricity.
When are we throwing him out? When are we throwing him out? He's not doing his job.
Apparently it's a thing, yeah.
Oh, welcome back.
What? Who are you going to get?
A different electric company is going to take over the grid.
Con Ed.
Who has it now?
New York has Con Ed. Jason Vito has New
Jersey.
Jersey Central Power Lighting.
How was Shabbos?
It's an Ohio company.
How was Shabbos? Yeah?
Where were we?
Avrami said it was 10 degrees and they came up on Friday. It was 55 degrees when we left on Sunday in Kamp Simcha.
Avrami brought all his lights.
15 feet of snow. They bring their truck.
F-150. Snow has a relaxation method to it. It relics the Alps. Anyway.
People at parties last night? What's going on?
There's no parties.
A lot of people went to a party because it was dark and all the cars were missing. I understand. I love black cats. Quite finally quiet. Besides them, you know.
Okay, you had a blackout, Mavi?
Yeah, but it went on at mile and a half, the middle strip grass went on at 5, the rest went on by 11.
That's close.
Yeah, and those people were real, man. You look at your neighbor, it was like a couple of them just supposed to go.
Look at that, it's generated.
Let's go.
By the way, I'm looking for you on Friday on Clifton Avenue just to get a video of that.
No,
you
I was.
You saw that dog running around?
Which one?
The one that's kept going in and out of the driveway? That was in the
way. I parked on top of the hill. That's the only place to park. Can't park anywhere. That dumb parking lot, they built the building on a curve. You can't get into that place, can't get out of that place. Whoever gave them permission to build that building at the end of Bellson's parking lot? As it is, that parking lot not useful.
You always have the person that parks your tire and blocks like 12 spots.
That parking lot is a disaster.
Who owns that?
I don't know who owns it. I think that's a street.
You feel like you're back in Israel when you go there.
Building built on an angle.
Make
a bicycle.
When that was built.
That building was never there. That building only got built 10 years ago.
Which one?
Yeah, remember the big caddy sticking out of that parking lot?
But Lakewood didn't have that many cars. Just
we understand. But now,
couple of horses.
Everybody fit.
Couple of horses.
Okay, let's go. We have a very hard block today, a very interesting block. Hope you guys brought your calculator. And if you don't have your calculator, just turn your attention to Schwarzblatt. He's very good with numbers.
No way.
I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Aim Amris Ashana. Today's your sponsor for Fushalim, Falls Down Zaman Rachel, and Leila Nishmas. Omer Maxim Ben Ronan. Hakohen Zechatzalak Lebrach Hashem Yim Kedamim. And Fushalim, Rehim Lebrach Zorah. And Fushalim, Yashim Achana. And Fushalim, Aslibus Chayafa. And Shmuel Ben Devara. Zok de Gemara Vaiter. By the way, the Hanukkah Masib is going to be, I'm not sure. Maybe it should be Tuesday or Wednesday.
What?
Can I do it on Thursday? Is it a problem to do it on Thursday? No, can we do it on Thursday? It's not Hanukkah. Yeah, I think we do it Thursday.
Who works on Thursday? Who works on
Thursday?
Thursday.
No, not after Shira.
Thursday.
I want to do it at 8 o'clock. I'm out of you, not my shmuel. I'm going to talk to Rob about this. I'm not sure you can do it. Because
Nightshade likes Thursday.
You have a Shira at 8
o'clock.
Nightshade likes Thursday. Thursday is a good thing. I don't mean to say this, but Robin, but you forgot to wipe the jelly off the side of your beard. Everybody knows you ate a donut. I'm out of you, not my shmuel. Let's go. Which part of that is funny? Thank you, Avi. I'm going to hear a story now about a jelly donut. How about you, Dom Ashmuel? What did I do this for?
Say it. Regular stones donut, and it was good.
You know why it was good?
Stones is the American version of the Eagles donuts. Just simple.
I am saying that Gelfstein's donut is best donuts in Lakewood. That's what everybody's saying.
No, just the jelly.
Stern's a little bit more commercial.
Let's go. I'm Avi Shmuel. In order to understand today's Gemara, I have to understand a few things. Very simple Gemara, but you have to understand a few things. There's four seasons in the year. And really, the seasons are spring, summer, winter, and fall. But really, in Judaism, it's called a tekufa. And there's four tekufas. There's tekufas Nisan, tekufas Tammuz, tekufas Tishrei, and tekufas Tevis. Each tekufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours, which equals 13 weeks exactly. Four tekufas per year. Now, we had the Gemara on Yud Aleph on the Beis. This is all simple stuff. We had a Gemara Yud Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara says that you can be Ma'abar Ashana, you can make an extra month. We only Ma'abar 1 month of the year, which is Adar. So you can Ma'abar Ashana is one of the reasons that you're Ma'abar Ashana, that you push off, you make a leap year and you add a month to the year, is if Tekufa is off, which means that one Tekufa goes into the next Tekufas. Now, which Tekufas matter? Tekufas Tevis into Nisan, and Tekufas Tammuz into Tishrei. Those tekufas matter because then it messes up when Sukkot is, and it messes up when Passover is. There's something called Chag HaOsef. Chag HaOsef is the yontif of Sukkot is called Chag HaOsef, and the yontif of Pesach is called Chag HaAviv, the month of Aviv. And we'll see, it messes up, and it also messes up if the tekufa of Tevis that goes into Nisan is messed up. Then the whole tekufa gets pushed over, and what ends up happening is that Sukkot ends up falling out. Chag HaOsef ends up falling out in a time when he can't be ma'asif. Ma'asif means to collect your wheat. We'll see in a minute in the Gemara. So Mela, you're also pushing off the Sukkot tekufa because every tekufa is 91 days. So if your tekufa starts at day 17 in Pesach. In Nisan, Tekufas Tevis goes to day 17. It's supposed to stop by Nisan, Shresh Nisan. It's supposed to stop. And it's supposed to start a new Tekufa. If it goes in later, then you do 91 days times 2, falls out to the 22nd day of Tishrei, which means that Sukkot is, Tekufas Sukkot is later, Chag HaOsef is later, and Mele, that's a problem. So now we're gonna, the Gemara is gonna break this down. Exactly what day, where's the cutoff that you make Eber? Now just note that the Eber was made in Tevis time, which means they sat together and figured out the calendar in the winter on what's gonna be in the future. So this was a serious cheshbon thing. Now today that we have calendars today, like Yisrael said, today we have calendars, we have pre-scheduled calendars. We don't have this whole thing. This whole Gemara is Bechlal, not Negeya. It is Negeya for one thing, this Gemara. It's very Negeya. When do we say with St. Talmater? St. Talmater is said 60 days after the Tekufa of Tishrei. So 60 days, that's when you say St. Talmater. That's where it comes out, December 3rd, December 4th. There is a and we paskin, what? Every single year, every single year. And we paskin, the Ramah says we paskin that the Kufa, the day that it ends is the day that it starts. You count both days. We'll see the Gemara in a minute. It means, let's say day Sunday ends the Kufa's Tamas and day Sunday starts Kufa's Tishrei, that day is counted as two. The end of the first one and that's how we paskin the Gabbai of St. Talmater. So that is negated today. This Tekufa thing is negated today. It's the only time it's really negated today. What is negated for us? Because we have set calendars. It's Bechal, not negated. So now let's see the Gemara. Now you understand the Tekufa is a very easy thing to understand. Very simple. Now you understand that you can really run through the Gemara fast. So I'm going to read Amar Shmuel. Eim Arbis Hashana. You do not make a leap year. You don't make an extra month in Adar. Elim Kain Haisa Tekufa Chaseira Ruvi Shachodesh. Which means that Tekufa's Tamuz is supposed to end on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It didn't end. It went into Rav of the month. What is Rav of the month? Kam Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean it went into Rav of the month? Shisha Asayim. It went in. It stopped at day 16. So if at day 16 is when the Tekufas Tamas ended, it's supposed to end 16 days ago. It didn't. It ended. The Tekufas Tamas ended at day 16 of Tishrei. And then it started Tekufas Tishrei. So Rav Yehuda says, at that point, if that's when it falls out, you have to make a leap year. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosiyamir, Echad Esim Yoyim, Echad Esim Yoyim. And it's only if the Tekufas Tamas ends at the 21st day of Tishrei, which he holds 5 days later. Why? Why does he hold 16? Why does he hold 5? Very important, Talacha. Vishnei Mikra Echad Osh, they're both dashing a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? It says, Chag Osif, Tekufas Hashanah. So, the month, the Yontif of Sukkot is a Yontif of collecting your wheat. Chag Ha'asav, you collect the wheat. When do you collect wheat? Not on Yontif. You can't collect wheat on Yontif. Chol HaMoed. Davar Avad, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed is a time when you collect the wheat. So Mar Savar, Kuli Chag Binon. You need the whole entire Chol HaMoed to collect wheat. When does Chol HaMoed start in Eretz Yisrael? The 16th day. So Melev, Tekufas Tamas goes in past the 16th day of Tekufas Tishrei, that means you don't have Chag HaOsav anymore. It comes out that the first day of Chol HaMoed, you can't collect the wheat. So then it's not Chag HaOsav. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, at that point, you would have to make a leap year, so that the whole entire Yontif of Sukkot falls into Chag HaOsav.
That doesn't fix this year, it fixes next year.
No, you do this the year before. You think about this in Tevis. They go ahead, they're thinking ahead. They don't sit by Sukkot. Oh, terrible! Hey man, what are we doing? That's the whole. That's what Makasha means. They sit down.
They made a calendar for the year.
They know when it's going to fall out because they know all the months. They know all the head. That's why it says they went to Rabbi Akiva yesterday. Yesterday, 2 days ago, went to Rabbi Akiva in prison. He was he knew the months. They went the years. They went to figure out a few years ahead. For us, it's not a game. We have a calendar set, like Yisrael said yesterday.
Not yesterday.
See how much it bothered me. You comment. I can't say it for a while. I'm just joking.
So say something else. Say something else.
Zug besser.
No.
Anyway, so let's get the cheshbon. Don't mix the elam up with the cheshbon. But so far it was good. Maybe not. I don't know. Mar sovar kula chag v'inon. I came home last night. I went straight to sleep. I was so dizzy. It's me and numbers, you know. So mar sovar kula chag v'inon. You need the whole entire Chol HaMoed. Only Chol HaMoed. When I handle Yontif, first day of Yontif is irrelevant because you can't be. It's not Chag HaOsav. You don't collect wheat on Yontif. It's only called a mud. That's negay. That's what Rashi says. Marasavar mixes chagbina. No, you don't need it. The whole kolamayid. One day of kolamayid is enough. So if you have till the, you have up till the 21st day for the tekufa to, for tekufa's time, it's going to tekufa's tishrei. Because even at the 21st day, you're still gonna be, you're still good because you still have chag osif. You got the tippy tippy end of chag osif, so that's fine. That's not a problem. Now Rashi just is just to make you understand what's going on over here, just so you. You get to Cheshbon, Rashi asks a very good question. You're basically telling me that your whole prom is one day. It's a one-day prom. Sai Kohen to Yudah, Sai Kohen to Yosi. You're saying 21 days or 16 days. So just be ma'aber one day in the month. Make the month a little longer. Just make Tammuz longer, 1 month, one day. And then your tekufa is one day earlier in the next month, and you're good to go. That's an easy way out. For Sarab Yehuda, Sarab Yehuda. If Yehuda says 16, he says 21. That's the cutoff. So if it's one day later, you lost it. You got to make it, you make a whole month extra in Adar. Why are they making a whole month extra?
It makes it later then.
It makes it.
I understand, but we missed it though.
No, if you make Tammuz longer, then everything, the Kufa is earlier now in Tishrei. It's only 17. If you make Tammuz an extra day, let's say it's 30 days, make it 31 days, then you're one day.
You're taking away one day and you're giving 30.
You're adding one day to the prior month, which makes it that the tekufa starts earlier in the month.
You push it off one day.
So Rashi says, not a whole month. That's what I'm saying, don't push off a month. Why you push, that's what Rashi's asking, very good question. You don't have to make a whole IBR. They're sitting in Tevis, thinking the calendar ahead, right? Why? Because of Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Because Chag Asif. A very simple answer. Just make one day extra in 1 month.
According to every Yehuda, month. Will be from the 21st to the 20th.
Not 20, no, Rabbi Yehuda is 16.
I know.
So make it, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it comes down to 16, you lost it.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's on the 18th, the one that,
you're right, forget about the 18th. We're handling 16 and 20 and 21. On one day.
As long as it comes out one day earlier.
You're good to go. Right, you don't have to do the whole month. So Rashi goes into the whole shmooze. The big machlokes are shining here. That's really, Rashi is very, very good Rashi here. I mean, Rashi is always good, but I'm saying Rashi is very explanatory here. It's like a Rashbam almost. But Rashi, yeah, I don't mean like that. But Rashi explains the whole sugya, which is not for now, but a whole, there's something called Loi Badu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on, Loi Adu Rosh, it can't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it can't fall out on it can't fall out on those days. So Rashi comes on Cheshbon that if you would make it a day earlier, it would fall out on one of those days, and that's a big problem. So we don't do that. That's whatever. We don't want Yom Kippur to be the day after. Yeah. Or Yom Kippur or Shana Rabbah. There's a Shaila how to learn this. How to learn it. But it's no what no. No, there's one of them is. There's another reason. One second. There's another reason. I think there's another reason. Okay. Anyway, that's not the point over here. The point is that we don't add a day. So maybe we're back to square one. So Gemara says. So that's why, that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. It's important to get the Machlokes, but that's the Machlokes. Very simple. So Freti Gemara, like we made the Hagdama, we said Tekufas Tammuz goes into Tekufas Tishrei. When Tekufas Tammuz ends, Tekufas Tishrei starts. Is it the same day? Is it the same day, which means Tekufas Tammuz ends on 15, and that day Tekufas Tishrei starts? Or no, Tekufas Tammuz ends on 15, that day is Tammuz. The next day starts Tekufas Tishrei. And that's a very big nafkamina. Because if you hold that at 16, Tekufas Tammuz start ends, that means Tishrei only starts at 17. That means according to Yehuda, you have an issue. And the same thing with Rabbi Yosi. No, that's nothing. That's not. We're not. That's a mailud. Totally different. Like all Jews look alike, black and white, you know what I mean? And if you were listening on Shabbos, you know why the rabbi said it in Yiddish. Huh? Right. It's the only thing left of Judaism. I almost said in English. They started putting it in the thing in English now. First year, I think. They started putting it in the calendar in English. And Zichushner, I say in English, because years ago they complained to Rosh Chaim, guys don't understand Yiddish. Yeah, before Rich Robinson's shul opened. They say it in English. But my English is not better than my Yiddish, so I don't know, it would be clearer.
The same thing.
The same thing.
Not until Harvey Kaysman came and taught Rabbi Liebman how to speak English.
Yeah, in a minute, Avi's going to say something. So, and it's going to be long. Marisol, mix it. They have it. They have a chalak in there. I don't know. They have it, yeah. Zumar says... Mike, where are we up to? Okay, so Gemara says, Mike, so Iksav Yom Tikuf a Gomer. If you hold Yom Tikuf a Gomer, so Balav Hachinami loy. Just get something? No. Iksav Yom Tikuf a Gomer, so Balav Hachinami loy. Lamanda Makuli Chag, Iker. Sorry. Iksav Yom Tikuf a Gomer, so Balav Hachinami loy Lamanda Omar, Kuli Chag Iker, Veloy Lamanda Omar Mixes Chag Iker. Because if you hold that the day of Tammuz that goes into Tekufis Tammuz goes into Tekufis Tishrei, it ends at 16, and then the next day it starts, then you're missing a day anyway. So if you hold according to Yehuda, you need to have the whole Chol HaMoed. You don't have the whole Chol HaMoed because you're at day 17 already. And if you hold according to Yosef, you need to have one day Chol HaMoed. You also don't have it because the next day is when it starts Tekufis Tishrei. So you're off a day. So Gemara says, Elok Savri Yom Tekufa Maschil. No, that Yom Tekufa, that's what we said, Yom Tekufa of Tammuz ends, and the same day it's Maschil. They share a day. Basically share a day. And this is negate to the same Talmud Mater. The Ramah Paschal. This is how we Paschal. So Meisvei, Yom Tekufa Goymer, Divrei Yehuda. So Gemara is going to ask a question on Shmuel now. So Yom Tekufa is Goymer, Divrei Yehuda, that it ends. It doesn't mean you don't use the same day for both. You're Beis Yomer, Yom Tikuva Maschel. Va'oy Tanya, another part of the Brisa, which is Shver, Eim Amris Hashana, Elam Kenoiz Tikuva Chasera, Rubo Yishachodesh. You only Ma'abris the month of Adar if you see that the month of Tishrei is going to be Roiv of Tammuz. Right. What is Roiv? Kam Rubo Yishachodesh. Shishas Yom, that's Roiv. 16 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yodis. No, it's 2/3, which is 20 days. B'chaydish, Kama Shtei Yodis, B'chaydish, Chaf Yoyim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mechash V'shisha Asa L'fnei HaPesach, Ma'avren. Shisha Asa L'fnei HaChag, Eim Ma'avren. Which means that it's only if the 16 days of Pesach, means Tekufas Tammuz, goes into Tekufas Nisan, 16 days, which means that if you take two tekufas from there, you start at day 16 of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you take 91 and 91, what's going to happen? It's going to fall out at the 21st day of Tishrei. And then you won't have one day of Chol HaMoed in the Chag HaOsef. That's how they cheshbon. They cheshbon all the way back then.
Same thing.
Because he holds you need only one day Chol HaMoed. You don't. He argues Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Shisha Asa of Ne'achag Ma'avren. Even 16 days, he holds like a Yehuda. He holds like a Yehuda. So even 16 days in Chag, in Sukkos, Chag and Sukkos, yeah. Acherim Omer, Miutoy, Mekam Miutoy, Arba Asa Yom. 14 days, even 14 days, and we'll see what that means. The reason is because he also need the whole yontif in the Chag HaOsef. So Gemara says Kasha. Lamaisi, you have a Kasha on Shmuel because you see over here clearly that Shmuel was the one that said that it's that Yom Gomer is Yom Aschel, and over here see not like that. So Gemara says Kasha. It's a Kasha. It's not upgefrekt. Right, and Yehuda says Roiv, and he says 16. So a bunch of Kasha on Shmuel. The Gemara says Kasha. It's just a Kasha. It's not upgefrek because, like, they bring down the Rav Tanu Pollock. So he heard the Tanaim. He has a different shot that we had to learn, but it's a Kasha. Shama Mar, back to this. Yehuda Omer Shtei Yodis B'Chodesh. It's Esrim Yoyim, two thirds of the month, which means 20 days. Yehuda Omer Mechash Shish Os Yom V'Nei Pesach Ma'avren. That you do 16 days into Nisan, that's when you ma'abra. Why? Like Rashi says, if you count 91 and 91, which is two tekufas from that point, because that's when the tekufa starts now, it'll come out to the 21st day. So fight the Gemara, Sahan Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says two thirds of the month is 20 days. That means you need one day to have Chag Asif. One day Chol HaMoed, it's 21st day of the month. Rabbi Yossi says, at the 16th day of Pesach, if the Kufas Tevis falls in the 16th day of Pesach, you have a problem. You have to Ma'abra Adar. Why? Because take 91 times 2, what happens? That's 20. That falls out to the 21st day of Sukkot, which is Tishrei. That's the exact same sheet as Rabbi Yehuda. Would say the same thing. Ha'in Rabbi Yehuda. Mar says, no, the Nafkamin is Yom Tekufa Goyim, Yom Tekufa Maschil, Kabanayu. Nafkamin is if you count the same day. So they're one day off. They're one day difference. That's all. There is a difference. Amamar, Shisha also Lufnei Achag, 16 days before Sukkot, Eim Avram. Elo Rabbi Yossi. Only according to Rabbi Yossi. Shisha also Lufnei Achag. Oh, so now Mar brings a kash now. Rabbi Yossi says 16 days into Sukkot, you're not Ma'aber. Right? Which means if Tekufas Tamuz falls out on the 16th day of Tishrei, at that point you're not Ma'aber because you still have the Yontif of Sukkot is Chag Asaf. Chol HaMoed falls on Chag Asaf. If it's 17, 18, it would seem to be that you understand that you would be Ma'aber because you're missing Chol HaMoed. You need the whole Chol HaMoed to be in Chag Asaf. That's how we start off the Gemara. But the Gemara says it's not true. We said that if Pesach, Tekufas Tevis, falls out on Nisan, less than 16, not Ma'aber. At 16 days, you'd be Ma'aber. Why? Because at 16 days, you start Tekufa then, 91 times 2, when does it fall out? At 21st day of Tekufas Tishrei. 22nd day of Tekufas Tishrei. Which means that he holds only one day. You need to be in Chag Asif. And you're going to pass it. No, and you're going to pass it. That's why you have to be Ma'aber Shana. But he just finished saying that only 16 are Ma'aber in Chag. That means 17, 18, 19, you would be Ma'aber. But it's not true. Rabbi Yossi Shita is you only need one day Chol HaMoed. You don't need 5 days Chol HaMoed.
I don't get it. You add 30 then.
Add 30 where? Yeah, then you're good to go. You're way ahead. You're way ahead of the game. No.
No, you're making Tishrei into the winter.
Into the winter.
So you hit Tishrei right before Tishrei then.
No.
The Tishrei is just 16th of Tishrei.
And then it starts 30 days later. So the next year, you're...
Not Tishrei starts 30 days later.
Sure. Yeah, it does.
Everything is pushed off 30 days.
It's 30 days earlier.
No, it's 29 days into the Kufa. It's 29 days later. Kufa stays where it is. You're pushing Tishrei now into November. So then you're well into the winter Kufa, which is good.
Which is good. That's what you want.
If you're off by 16.
No, you're not off. You're punk fakad. Now you're not off. You have the whole entire.
You're ahead, but that's not a problem.
That's good. That's fine. As long as Chag Asaf is in there. Anyway, so Gemara says, "Loi, idvidi ma'avrim." Gemara says, "No, you're not ma'avrim." But I the toner reishis asaf ne pesach toner nami shishasaf nechag. You're right. The word is wrong because you can't use shisha asaf on both ends of the coin. You can only use shisha asaf by Pesach, you can't use Shisha Asa by Chag. And Ekonami. Reb Shimon Oimer Av Shisha Asa Fnei Chag Ma'aber. Reb Shimon holds that even 16 days into Tishrei, you're Ma'aber. Why? Because he holds that you need to have the whole Chol HaMoed to be Chag Asa. Frankly, more Han Tanakama. This is the exact same Shita as Tanakama. That's Tanakama Shita. So Moses says, you're right. Ikebenai, Yom Tekuva Masach, Yom Tekuva Goimer, Velema Samia. We don't know which one holds what. It's a one-day difference. Like we said before, depending if some say hold that when Tekufa finishes, the next Tekufa starts that day. Some hold not, and that's enough Kamino between the two Shittas.
Okay.
It's a one day.
So they call Tekufa whatever winter, what's it, Tekufa's Tishrei it's called?
Yeah.
Now, is that
Maskul? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord says, Acherim say, Mi'utoy, Vekam Mi'utoy, even very little. What's little? Arbaziyim, even the 14th day, Tekufa's Tamas falls into Tishrei, it's done. Mike Savri, what's the sheet? The Iksavri Yom Tekufa Goimer, the Kuli Chag Bina, you need a whole month. Ha'ika, you have the whole month. The whole Yontif. The whole Yontif is that Yontif starts the 15th day. Sukkah starts 15th day, so what's wrong? Amash Ba Yitzchok, Acherim, but Tekufa's Nisan Kaimi. No, they're talking about Tekufa's Nisan. They're not talking about Sukkah. The Chesiv Shomar is Chodesh Aviv. The whole month has to be an Aviv. Shemar Aviv Shal Tekuv V'Shiv Chodesh Nisan. That's it. So Melo, you need the whole month of Nisan to be. That's what this Mandamar holds. Not everybody holds it this. He holds the whole month of Nisan has to be in Aviv. And Melo, you don't have the whole month. Make it Ibiyar. Fracting Gemara, very simple question. It's four. It's not the whole month, but the whole yontiv of Pesach has to be in.
More that's within the moon. When it was 4 days, as long as the moon is still on its way up, so that's why it's 14 days. Pesach is already 15 days. Has to be somewhat in the 14th day.
In the 14th day, yeah. The whole yontiv of Pesach. So Fredrik Maros, then you're basically off by 1 day. That's what comes out. You have a 1 day problem because it's about 14. You already have to go ahead and make Ibiyar. Why? V'la'abra la'adr. Just make 1 day an Adar longer. Simple Eitzah. Amar Achbi Yaakov, Tanam Malal Mata Kachoshev. V'hachakama. You're learning it wrong. V'hachakama. Am Yutoy Ma'avrum. Kam Yutoy Arba'as Yoyim. Means up till 14. No, he's saying that we're 14 from the top of Nisan. 14, when it says 14 days, it doesn't mean 14 from the beginning of Nisan. 14 from the top of Nisan, which means we're 16 days in Nisan.
It'll be only 14, then
you're so you're not 1 day off, you're 2 days off. You're 2 days off. It'll be 1 day, Taki, you'll be able to do it. And that's the Gemara. Ravina Amar. Ravina says he says a very interesting halacha now. Loilam Acherim B'Tishrei Kaimi. We're talking about Tishrei. So we said Tishrei, you don't need, you have the whole Yontif. It's Chag HaAsif. Chag HaAsif is from Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed starts the 16th day in. So who cares about 14 days? So he says, no, V'ksav Acherim, Kuli Chag Binin. You need the whole Yontif of Sukkos. Why? The Yontif Rishon. So Gemara says, Yontif Rishon, Chag HaAsif Ksiv. What do you mean? It says Chag HaAsif. Chag HaAsif means the Yontif that you collect. And you only collect on Chol HaMoed, Davar Avad, like we said before. You don't count in the first day of Yontif. So Gemara says, no, Chag HaBob is Manasifa. You're learning the whole thing wrong. He says, fundamentally, you have the whole understanding wrong. The understanding is not like we start off the Gemara, the Chag HaAsif means when you actually collect the wheat. And like Rashi says, because it's a Davar Avad and Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to collect wheat. Yontif doesn't go into the account. No, everything goes to the account. It means it's a Yontif that is a Chag HaAsif. Doesn't mean that you actually collect the wheat. So it means you have to have the whole entire yontif in that time. So if your yontif falls in at day 14, yontif falls in. If yontif starts 15th day into Tishrei, and that's Tekufis, that's when Tekufis, and it's not yet Tekufis Tishrei, you have a problem because that day is supposed to be Chag HaAsif, and it's not Chag HaAsif. So merely you have to go ahead and extend Rosh Chodesh Adar, the month of Adar, make a leap year. That is the sugya of Tekufa.
So in theory, it doesn't really matter what month you extend.
No, you extend. We always extend Adar.
We always extend Adar.
We said that was the day before.
From Tishrei till Adar.
No, but
it has to be Adar
because of
spring,
whatever.
It
has to be Adar. That was the we had 2 days ago.
It's between the two. It's between the two. Any month between Tishrei and Adar, theoretically, will take care of.
Not really, because you're pushing all the month out to Pesach. Pesach is still in the winter.
No, it has to be before Pesach.
Yeah.
Has to be before Pesach.
Right. Any month in the winter you could extend.
Double.
Some reason it's always
out. Tana Rabbanan. Smicha Zakenim. So we said in the Mishnah, Smicha Zakenim, that they're masmich, the you lean on the par halam davish al tzibur, you have to make a leaning. And how many people you need is 3 people. That's the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah, that's how Rashi learned the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Masamcha Ziknai, Yochel Ziknai Ashuk. Just regular guy. Take 3 guys on the street. You pull them over. Hey, lean on the cow. Now, I'm talking about Ada. It has to be Ada. Here, Samchu Ziknei HaEda. So Gemara says, E Ada Yachok Tani Ada. Just a regular guy, like a regular, you know, regular good Jew. I'm talking about HaEda Miyuchad Mishab Ada. Means the Sanhedrin. V'kamehen, how many? V'samchu Ishnaim. Look at the Pasuk. Zikne Yishnaim, Vein Bez Shok, Masiv Alei Moed Echo. That's why he holds five. I reckon Chamisha. The Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds, no, you need three. Zikne Yishnaim, Vein Bez Shok, Masiv Alei Moed Echo. I reckon Shloisha. Fred, tomorrow, Reb Shimon, Oksiv Samch. What do you mean? What does it do with that part of the Pasuk? Haon Bay Legufe. Reb Yehuda, Legufe Lei Tzarech. Why? Because the actual Pasuk is interesting. Nimkein Delei Asi, Vesamchu Ledrasha. If Samch is not being used for Drasha, Lichtoiv, Zikne Ha'eda, Yedeim Al Reish Apar. You could skip out the whole thing. The fact that Tzav Samchu, it must be Ledrasha. And you don't need it for Legufe. Reb Shimon, Iksev Hochi Avamino, Mai Al, Besamuch. It doesn't mean on the animal's head, next to the animal. You don't have to do actual smicha. Reb Yehuda, Gama Reish Reish Me'ola. No, that's not possible. Because you learn how Reish Reish Me'ola. Reb Shimon, Gama Reish Reish Me'ola. He doesn't learn how that limud. Tana, smicha, Besmicha Zakenim Begimel. So you have smicha and smicha zakenim. What's smicha? Smicha is to appoint a guy as a rabbi. To make him, in the old days, you had a guy who was appointed as a rabbi. He was all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a connection, a link. So who does that? So you need three people to do it. And smicha v'smicha zakenim begimel. Smicha is parum, like we just finished saying. Smicha zakenim is begimel. My smicha, or my smicha zakenim. Rabbi Yochanan, mismichsabi. To go ahead and make a guy... Rashi says to call him a Rebbe. Likuris lahem Rebbe. To call someone a Rebbe, you have to do smicha. I'm the Baal Rebbe of mismachsa b'shloisha menolon. How do you know you need three? Ilay midach siva yismach yis yadav. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Yismach yadav alav. Yitzavayek Rashi b'Hashem as miyad Moshe. So Freti Gemara. Yach tiski b'chad. That's one. That was only Moses. V'chitayim Moshe makim shim v'chad. Koi Moshe is worth 71. So yach li b'ay shim v'chad. So kasha, it's a good kasha. I'm going to rock the rabbi of Ashi. The yada mamish samchale. You have to do it in your hand. I'm going to samchale bishma. No, karle rabbi. The rabbi shus lemed and didn't cross us. That you don't have to actually lean on his head. When you it's a process of calling a guy a rav. You are making a guy a rabbi. Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say anything. You appoint the guy to be a chaver. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Yashikoyach. Zok the Mishnah. Kol asvachim shenis ar b'chatz ameses. This one? Where are we up to? You have to wait till it gets a mom and then you can solve. Yavid mea yofish behem ois amin. Is ar b'chulim t'mimim, yimach ru achulim l'tzriche ois amin.
Headphones.